Sickandtiredradio.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's kick it off now and go with Paula. Hi, Paula.
Hi, I am actually a new listener, and I was wanting just to get some knowledge from you. I've not heard you address children's health, but what I'm wanting to find out tonight is if you can give me any pointers or some direction on children that teachers may say are hyperactive or need to be tested for ADHD. I know the drill. I know they'll do a trial of Ritalin or whatever the pharmaceutical drug of choice that would be. But as I've researched that, I've gotten very fearful of the side effects. So I'm hoping I can find some maybe natural alternatives to, or even food, diet. What advice could you give me?
Well, there's a lot you can do for ADHD, and there's a lot of causes for it that a lot of people really don't know, kind of the deep down triggers of what makes it happen. But attention deficit disorder, I mean, it's a big deal with kids, but it's also a big deal with adults as well.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, so is this, obviously this is for your child, right?
Yes.
And a boy or a girl?
He's a boy and he's 7.
He's 7. All right. And have they declared this, or has his pediatrician said this, or
how do you know?
The
teachers are saying that he has trouble focusing, paying attention. He's more hyper than the other boys. And our pediatrician is telling us that they just basically, there's no test that they can do. They just do a trial, drug trial. And at that point, if it is successful and it does help him, then that's, at that point, they would declare him to be, I guess, that's the information I'm getting from our pediatrician right now.
Yeah, and that's pretty standard. I was just curious to see, you know, kind of what everyone has said in your circle. Because ADHD is challenging. And I mean, let me ask you this. You as a mom, for the last, he's 7, so for the last, say, 2 years, has his pattern been the same with his behavior, or has it changed drastically?
It's been the same. He's my third son, and he's different as far as his activity level. But I do notice, and you know, I've been very observant because I'm trying at all costs to avoid Ritalin, but I've noticed that sugar really does make him really bizarre. I mean, it really does make him a little unmanageable. I mean, he just can't be still. He can't sit still.
Let me give you a little bit of wisdom. When it comes to kids or adults, diet is everything. What you put in their body, because think about it. Everything you put in your body is what your body uses to make new cells. Okay? So I know you're a new listener, so remember that your cells last about 120 days. Then they die off. The red blood cells do. And then new ones form. Okay? So your body can only make new healthy cells in the body based on the foods that we eat. So think about it in a real simple term. Good food will make good cells. Bad food or junk food will make junk cells. And so it depends on the kind of foods that you feed your child will determine the kind of cells and how well their body functions. And some pediatricians will say it's okay to drink milk and it's okay to eat, you know, pretty much whatever. Just make sure they're getting, you know, they're eating and they're keeping their weight on. I mean, I've even heard pediatricians talk about eating ice cream to get your calcium. And I just think it's not correct because it's loaded with sugar. There's the casein protein that's in cow's milk, dairy, that's really hard for the body to break down. It's a lot easier to break down milk such as goat's milk or coconut milk for the body. And you're going to get it's really not about getting calcium out of that anyway. It's more about getting calcium out of vegetables. You're going to get a higher amount of calcium out of vegetables regardless, but it's more about vitamin D than it is calcium. So, I mean, we could stay on this call for an hour and I could take you from A to Z, but I want to focus on the ADHD. Two questions. One, does he drink a lot of milk products? Yes or no?
Say that again.
Okay. Does he eat or drink milk or eat a lot of milk-based products, dairy products?
An average. I mean, a bowl of cereal. He likes yogurt and a little cheese, but not, you know, an excessive amount.
Okay. That's all right. But daily, he has some form of dairy daily, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And then what about, you said cereal, so does he eat his fair share of flour-based foods, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, those sorts of foods?
Yeah.
Okay. One item that they found in research, okay, that when it comes to brain chemistry, because that's what you're dealing with ADHD, it's a brain chemistry issue. That's why they do a test with Ritalin and Focalin, because if they can affect the dopamine levels in the brain and they can affect the frontal lobe of the brain, then that can get a child focused, so they say. Really kind of numbs them out a little bit. That's why I don't like it either. But some kids are overly hyperactive, and even natural means can't do the trick, and sometimes the medication is necessary. So I'm not anti-medicine in any way. I'm really the guy that goes right down the middle. Okay, so I'll give you balanced information for and against always. But here's the deal. With ADHD, one of the key tips that you always want to think about, and you do want to let your pediatrician know that you're attempting some of these things for sure. I'm not a big fan of just kind of winging it based on what I tell you or what you read in a magazine or whatever. But gluten-free is the way to go for brain chemistry-related issues. First and foremost, it's the first line that I personally would do with my own child. It's the first line, okay?
Okay.
Eliminating gluten from the diet. And remember, there's all kinds of gluten-free alternatives, right? There's even rice chex that they make now that is gluten-free when you're, you know, that still costs whatever, $3. So it is possible to do, and it won't break your bank. And that's what a lot of people freak out over, but don't worry about that. You got to think about the way he eats as the first line of what you do with his health. It is the priority, because what you put inside his body is going to make a huge difference. So going gluten-free, really simple. You want to, my opinion, when you're going gluten-free, you can do the alternatives, but even with kids, it's better to go with, and I've got a book called Empowering Your Health, and so there's all kinds of details in there about this, but you go lean quality proteins like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, even protein powders are fine, and then low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, not a lot of the starchy carbohydrates, and staying away from the breads and all the flour-based foods, and then healthy fats. For brain chemistry-related issues like ADHD, healthy fats are really important, like fish oil and cooking with real butter, cooking with coconut oil. They both don't break down under heat. Using plenty of nuts like almonds, walnuts, cashews. Let me also give you some things that are really important for brain chemistry. All right, we're dealing with dopamine when you're dealing with ADHD, typically. And so there's a lot of foods that build up dopamine levels that keep them stable. Meat, fish, eggs, hard cheeses, like goat cheese, of course, and chocolate, actually. A little bit of chocolate. I know you said sugar makes them freak out a little bit, but the dark, dark chocolate, that has been proven to help with dopamine levels. Staying off of caffeine, obviously, is a big one. And there are supplements, but, at 7, I wouldn't really play around with the supplements. I would stick with the foods. I really would. I mean, if you want to think supplements for your kid, a good whole food multivitamin, cod liver oil for your omega-3 fish oils. It has vitamin A and vitamin D, and also probiotics. Those are all really good supplements to consider doing some research on. And keep me posted how he's doing. And thanks for being a new listener. I hope that helps.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure. sure. H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials. When you want the best in healthy choices, turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Attention, citizens of Northern Arizona. Are you prepared? If not, now's your chance to get prepared at the Arizona Survivalist Prepper Expo. August 24th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Tim's Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Visit with Arizona-based and national suppliers of such items as freeze-dried foods, solar ovens, solar equipment, tactical gear, camping gear, water filtration supplies, and much more. Do you need a bug-out bag? Do you need to stock up on freeze-dried food? Are you curious what a solar oven is? Take a tour of the ultimate bunker, a portable above or below ground survival shelter. Visit with Doomsday Prepper stars from around Arizona, such as Tim Ralston of Gear Up and Brian Moffat of Extreme Defense USA. Informative speakers will be providing valuable insight every hour on such topics as long-term food storage and emergency first aid skills. Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your neighbors. We won't rest until every citizen in Arizona is prepared. Visit our website, ArizonaSurvivalistShows.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Check out the show 24/7 at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. This show is about you. It's about your health, and it's about your life. Why? Because your health is your greatest wealth. It's the one thing that was given to you for free. And taking care of it every single day, all you have to do are make some good common sense choices, working with the genetics that you have, and you'll be amazed at what can happen with your health every single day. And it can change. A lot of people think, I've lost it. I've gained 30 pounds. I'll never get it off. I've gained 100 pounds. I might as well just keep eating and eating and eating. You know, obesity is one of the greatest challenges we have today. Literally, if we could get people down back to their fighting weight, we would conquer so many health challenges that we're facing in our system today. And that's what we want to help you do on this show. The show is to encourage you, is to inspire you, to take you to the next level with where you want to be. Herbert in Wichita Falls writes, my mother, grandmother, and dad all suffer from type 2 diabetes. I want to stop the family cycle. Where do I start? Herbert, that is a great question. I love it. Why? Because you're ahead of the game. You see where your parents have been. You see where your grandparents have been, and you don't want it to be you. And granted, I always say, just because grandma had it, grandpa had it, doesn't mean you have to have it. And that is true. But you have to be willing to take responsibility, because if they did have it and there is a genetic link, then it could be coming down the pipeline if you continue to follow the same patterns that you followed watching them. Meaning you ate the way that they ate, you didn't exercise the way they did not exercise, you followed in the same footsteps, if you will. That is where the key is breaking that cycle, that life cycle, and kind of the habits that you've seen your family follow. That's really what people come down to, because it is all lifestyle. It's choice. And that's something that we have every single day. And it was given to us for free. The greatest power we have is the ability to choose. And I hope you choose wisely. So, Herbert, here's the deal. If you don't want to get type 2 diabetes, remember, our bodies break down for three different reasons. Number one, nutritional deficiencies. We lose something, we don't eat the right kind of foods over and over for a long period of time, and our body begins to break down. Two is toxicity, and that could be a toxic environment. It could be emotional toxicity. It could be toxins in our food, in our water supply, whatever that might be. Okay. And the number three, genetics. We do have a set of genetic cards that have been handed to us. However, those can be altered. There's a new study in the field called epigenetics, where we're learning that there can be changes within our genetic code, and yes, there can be actual items and choices we make every single day that can make that happen. Type 2 diabetes, what is it? It's where the body, where the pancreas, which is a little gland, begins not working as well as it used to. And where it produced insulin, it starts to slow down that process. And there are what are called insulin receptors in the body. Those begin to decline in their ability. It's almost like they lose their stickiness, if you will. And one of the biggest issues is the way we eat. It's our lifestyle. It's inactivity, non-exercise, and then, of course, eating the wrong kind of foods, processed foods, fatty foods, saturated fat. And you got to think about this. Eat food in the way God intended it to be eaten. So he made, think about it. God made potatoes. He didn't make potato chips. He made apples, not apple pie. Okay, so that's the way you have to think about it when you're looking at your plate. Is it natural? Is it man-made, or is it God-made? Real simple. Just use common sense. But at the end of the day, it's about balancing your proteins, your fats, and your carbohydrates, eating the right kind of carbs in the form of fruits and vegetables so that your glycemic index doesn't go too high and cause your body's blood sugar to go up, so your body, your pancreas has to secrete that insulin. So here's what happens. You get up in the morning, you eat a couple of donuts, and you drink a glass of orange juice, and you have your coffee. What happens? Your blood sugar goes through the roof. There's hardly any protein in that. Some fat, but also mostly processed carbohydrate. And then insulin has to come in and push the blood sugar back down. Now you're at about 10 o'clock in the morning, and you have maybe a bagel from somebody that's sitting at work and maybe a Coke. Blood sugar goes up. Insulin has to push it back down. Lunch, what happens? Well, you go out and you get a burger and fries. What happens? Blood sugar goes up. Insulin pushes it back down. Afternoon, you get your Coke in the afternoon, maybe Diet Coke, which actually is still going to stimulate blood sugar to rise. It also increases hunger. And you got aspartame, which can be a whole different issue and a different topic. And then go to dinner. You do some kind of fast food dinner, TV dinner. Insulin goes, blood sugar goes up. Insulin pushes it back down. Now that is a typical American that's on a fast track in this country. And so you do that over and over and over and over again, and you have your one healthy meal a week that makes you feel good for eating your vegetables. And now you do that for 10 years. All of a sudden, your body just says, I'm done. I can't do this anymore. Things begin to shut down. Cholesterol goes up. Blood pressure goes up. Pancreas shuts down. And then you have all these major issues happening. And then you go to your family physician, and now you're 45. And you go in there, and now you're on blood pressure medication. You're on high cholesterol medication. And they just put you on metformin or glucophage for diabetes. And you're thinking, you're scratching your head going, what just happened? Well, grandma had it. Grandpa had it. Now I have it. And we believe it. We believe that that's the reason that we have a certain health challenge. And in your case, Herbert, you're worried about diabetes. It doesn't have to happen that way. So what do you need to do? Think about this. The food you eat every single day can be the best form of therapy that you can do for yourself. Okay? Registered dietitians call it medical nutrition therapy. And literally, they will work with you in dietary measures to actually go in and for whatever disease process you have, come up with certain diets and use certain foods to help combat that disease process. It's great. They're certified. If you don't have a registered dietitian, I think you should consider getting one. Medical professionals don't get trained in that manner. So when your physician is telling you about foods, no disrespect to their physician, but we're not trained in school that way. We get no education in it hardly whatsoever. We learn about the certain vitamins and drink your milk, and that's about it. It's really sad. So I hope, even if you're a medical professional listening right now, start using the registered dietitians. That's what they do. They're really good at it. So, Herbert, here's the deal. Foods that you eat, anti-inflammatory diet. That's in my book, Empowering Your Health. Get it, because it's going to tell you from A to Z all the different foods that will bring health to the body, all the foods that will take health out of the body. I know it was a challenge that I struggled with at one point in my life, and my story's in there. Also, think about this. Healthy fats are very important. Exercise is a huge key, proven by research. 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, doing something you enjoy, keeping your body weight where it needs to be, not letting it get overweight, getting proper rest. And don't forget, fish oils are really important from a supplement perspective, and they have all kinds of supplements you can do research on, from vanadium to chromium picolinate, alpha lipoic acid. Do some research on those. Keep me posted.
Hey, folks, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, while I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her. Literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's AminoActive.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Call now, 888-283-7272. Stay connected with the show, healthcoachradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. This is the show where your health is your greatest wealth. You ever hear about sunburn? You know, being in the summertime, people definitely, I know I don't like to get sunburned. And, now, you know, being out in the sun is actually good for you. 15 to 30 minutes a day increases vitamin D. And if you take a supplement called anthoxanthin, about 4 to 8 milligrams for an adult, it actually increases your body's ability not to burn. It increases antioxidant levels within the skin and can actually help you tolerate more sun. Interesting. Actually, it increases pigment, too. So look up that supplement, anthoxanthin. Very, very good. New research out on that, by the way. But there's clues why sunburn is so painful. There's an article that came out. It shows that UVB radiation targets a particular protein in the body called the CXCL5 that plays a role in the sensitivity. Overexposure to the sun causes the protein to be overexpressed and triggers the pain and inflammation associated with the sunburn. In the study, researchers analyzed samples of sunburned skin from healthy people as well as rats, found more than 90 potential pain mediators. I'd like to see them sunburn rats. That's just a little aside. That would be... What is up with that? That would be interesting. They then looked at the biology behind the markers in the rats to see which of the potential pain mediators were likely triggered to UV radiation. The results pointed to CXCLS, which is part of a family of proteins known as the chemokines that attract immune cells to damaged tissue, causing inflammation and pain. And the researchers found that this protein was at the highest level at the time of maximum pain in the rats. In addition, injecting the protein into a healthy rat skin caused hypersensitivity to pain. Finally, researchers found that treating rats with a neutralizing antibody that targets the CXCL5 reduced the sensitivity to pain caused by the UVB radiation. They say the findings published in the Science Translational Medicine may help identify this protein and target for other inflammatory conditions as well. So it's interesting. So not only is the protein effect with sunburn, but it affects other areas potentially as well. And if they can isolate that, imagine what they could do with the body's ability when, of course, all these different inflammatory conditions that we deal with and suffer with in our traditional system, which is pretty amazing. For them to get in and isolate some of these will be amazing what they can do further with medicine to continue to help even on the natural side of things. So it'd be interesting to see what happens coming down the pipeline. You got questions about your health, give me a call, 888-283-7272. Or you can check us out on Facebook and Twitter. Click on the links and you can sign up, join up. And if you want to ask questions during the day, feel free to. Also, everybody's posting as well, and they can get their questions answered in a relatively quick format. Let's go to Larry now. Hi, Larry. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Dr. Issa, for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I've got two things going on, and they may or may not be related. The first one is that recently I've been noticing muscle spasms, and not just in the foot like a Charlie horse, but in various parts of the body. Like if I twist my body, it seems to activate a muscle spasm very easily, or even if I'm driving and I'm pushing down the pedal. One time that happened as well in the foot. I've had it in the thigh and my chest, as I say, when I twist my torso. And like in my hand, like the index finger and the thumb seem to gravitate to each other. And there's like a kind of a spasm over there. So that's one thing that's going on that I'm not sure of what that could be from. The other thing is that I seem to stop, almost like I stop breathing and I catch myself to breathe during the day. It's kind of like a little hiccup, you know, and a little gasp of air that I seem to want. And it happens fairly frequently during the day. I'm not sure if these two things are related or what I can do about them.
Well, the spasms, let's tackle that first. The typical spasms, if you're getting those on a regular basis, just a couple of questions for you to figure some things out. Now, do you drink a lot of coffee or caffeine during the day?
Well, not as much as I used to, really. I never drank coffee, but I used to drink a lot of, caffeine sodas and stuff like that.
Okay, what about now, say in the last 2 months?
Well, really not anymore and probably even less. So, because
like one
I've been watching that a little bit more recently.
One a day, none a day, every other day, give me a pattern.
I would say maybe, 1 to 2 a day. And to me, that's a lot less than it used to be.
Okay, I understand. Now, what about your stress levels as far as your job or life? Have they gone up? Have they increased in the last 2 months? Or have they stayed about the same?
I would say it's gone up. I think it's gone up, yeah.
Okay.
It's a pretty stressful job, so yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, what do you do for a living?
Well, I work around, I visit people's homes, actually, and more like a crisis worker, so to speak.
So you're dealing with other people's stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. So, unfortunately, it's hard to separate that, but you do end up carrying some of that with you. You know, it's just part of being human, I think. And it is what it is. So, the stress levels have gone up. You've cut your caffeine intake. Have you had any blood work done recently?
Yeah. It seemed to be relatively okay. Is there something in particular, perhaps, to look for in the blood work?
It is. And I was wondering if they checked your vitamin D levels.
No, they did not.
Yeah, I would go back and get that done. Let me tell you why. See, here's the deal. When you get spasms like that, do you sleep well or do you not sleep well?
Well, another thing is that I do have sleep apnea, so I don't sleep necessarily that great.
Okay. You have a CPAP?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right, let me connect the dots for you a little bit. When your stress levels go up, calcium absorption goes down. When calcium absorption goes down in the body, then you tend to get spasms. Now, magnesium could also trigger the same type of issue, and a lot of the minerals could. But typically, when you look at somebody and they have a history of caffeine use, whether it's coffee or soda, whatever they get that from, And, you know, you're saying one to two a day is drastically reduced from what it was. So that lets me know that for a long period of time, you've used caffeine quite a bit during the day. And that lowers calcium absorption. It lowers the body's ability to utilize it. And when that goes down, spasms increase. And it could be weird spasms. It could be an eyelid that keeps twitching. It could be an oblique muscle, one of your abdominal muscles or your oblique muscles. You could just turn and it just cramps and it's just, you know, really painful. Or you get a Charlie horse type deal in your hamstring. Whatever it might be, typically it's due to an inability or malabsorption issue of some of the minerals in the body, particularly calcium. And that's why I was wanting to check on vitamin D, because if you're indoors a lot, like you said, you go to people's homes, but if you're indoors a lot and you don't get the right amount of vitamin D in your diet, if you're not getting, which it's very hard to get in your diet, by the way. So that's kind of a roundabout way and really the detailed version of what probably is going on. So what do? Get vitamin D levels checked. If it's low, ask your doc about supplementing with vitamin D3 at higher dosages. And you want, I mean, the numbers you want to shoot for, just so you know, are between about 70 and 90 on a blood test. Those are really good numbers for vitamin D, okay, to really be effective. And then, of course, calcium. You'll get plenty of calcium if you're eating a lot of dark leafy green vegetables, spinach, kale, even broccoli is really good. Asparagus has quite a bit of calcium in it. And, of course, dairy products, if you want to go that route, I'm a bigger fan of goat's milk than cow's milk. It's the closest molecular structure we have to human mother's milk. And that's why I'm a big fan. Goat's milk yogurt is phenomenal for getting calcium. It's also really, really great. People that have muscle spasm, you just take that alone and you'll notice the difference in the way that you feel. So there's a lot of medicinal properties that we can find in foods and just how food affects our body. Medical nutrition therapy is what really it's kind of coined a new term. But yeah, and those are for spasms themselves, that's really the way to go. And you got to look at kind of the overall issue with that. And as far as any other issues that we're talking about here, you've always got to go back to what you eat. That's the key. And I almost don't want to sound like a broken record, but it really does matter. Everything from getting inflammation down from the foods that you eat can make a big difference. And in getting your omega-3 fats up, just those basic principles alone, like when you're sleeping with sleep apnea, for example, cutting down inflammation in the body can drastically increase the way that you breathe, the way that you sleep, and change the way your body functions. I mean, those keys right there are worth everything. And focusing on making the right changes and being consistent. And so if you haven't made some radical changes in the way you're eating every single day, that is one of the biggest keys you can do and focus on and being really diligent with it. Not just a couple of days a week you stick on, you're on the wagon, then you're off the wagon, because you're never going to create change, lasting change, with those kind of behaviors and those kind of habits. And so it really becomes with sleep apnea, again, going back to that, a really big issue is making sure that you're not anemic, making sure that you have plenty of oxygen going into the red blood cells. And so it's okay that your doc did the blood work and said everything was okay, but I would ask them to dig a little bit deeper. There's some other tests. There's methylmalonic acid, which can really detail and see how well your B12 is. That's a big one. And also TIBC, which is total iron binding capacity. That combined with ferritin, those two can really show you how well iron stores are. And iron stores in the body are a great indicator of how well oxygen is holding within the red blood cells. So see, it all works hand in hand. And of course, you know, having your body at the right weight is of course a big key. We all know that. But I mean, at the cellular level, making sure that you're doing the right types of lifestyle choices every single day so that you can function at your optimum level, that's really the key. And with muscle spasms, always, for the most part, always environmental and always dietary or nutritional. You put those two together and you'll notice a big difference. You need to take a medicine called Requip if you talk to your doctor about it, but there's other options available. And I just want you to make sure that you can research those and have your ammunition to make the best decision for you.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about the power of essential oils in achieving a great health plan. Essential oils can be safer, more effective, and cheaper than some medicine. Using these natural scents from nature can give your body the tools to thrive and aid in supporting health conditions like cardiovascular health, poor digestion, aches and pains, and more. Find out how to receive a 25% discount, save hundreds of dollars, and get your free guide. Visit healingdropbydrop.com. That's healingdropbydrop.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Now available in softcover and Kindle on Amazon is a revolutionary book that will forever change the way you look at health and diet. Dr. Brian Sturgeon's Body and Brain Diet. This amazing diet and exercise plan was developed when the surgeon himself was confronted with heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, and cholesterol. There's no starving yourself and no calorie counting. You'll learn it's not how much you eat, but what you eat. Find easy to prepare recipes and simple step-by-step workout plans that exercise mind and body simultaneously. On the plan, Dr. Sturgeon lost over 70 pounds and reversed all the diseases naturally and with no medication. And many of his patients have had similar success. The Body and Brain Diet allows you to naturally diminish or reverse diabetes, hypertension, coronary artery disease, skin tags, psoriasis, and more. A whole new outlook on life and a healthy future awaits you. And Dr. Brian Sturgeon's Body and Brain Diet, available in softcover and Kindle on Amazon.com.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called Nuka. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between Nuka and Nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272. And check us out online at healthcoachradio.com.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Also Facebook and Twitter. If you haven't joined, you need to. Live events coming up soon. We're going to keep you posted. So if you're not involved with Facebook and Twitter, that's where you're going to hear about it first. Of course. Email Derek in New York. He writes, I've been dealing with headaches on the right side of my head for the last 2 weeks. It's almost daily. What do you think could be causing this? Well, Derek, typically with headaches, depending on if it's a migraine or not, you've got to look at nutritional deficiencies always because they can be a major player. And although a lot of headaches can be chemical and vascular in nature, they can also be nutritional. Now, typically, people that have headaches constantly on their right side or the right eye or the right side of the head, typically an iron deficiency. And so many times I have seen where people have had chronic headaches in that area, you do blood work, they're low in iron. Pretty amazing. Now the other on the left-hand side typically a lot of times can show up as more of a zinc deficiency. You can check that as well. And if you have chronic headaches in the back of the head, a lot of times it can be acetylcholine. Low acetylcholine or low choline in the brain can typically cause that. And stress is a big driver for low acetylcholine. It's the number one brain chemical that our body uses for one nerve to talk to another. Pretty incredible. And when that gets low, everything starts going down. Your memory goes down. Your creativity goes down. Short-term memory. It's amazing. So acetylcholine is a big one. But yeah, it's probably iron deficiency. I would go to your primary care physician, get some blood work done. TIBC, total iron binding capacity, great test to have done. They can check that as well. Cuddling may be a key to long and happy relationships. Yes, I said cuddling. Spooning, guys, the thing you don't like to do. But anyway, cuddling, caressing, they say helps boost satisfaction in long-term relationships, according to a new study of middle-aged and older couples. The study also found that tenderness is more important to men than to women. Really? That men are more likely to report being happy in their relationship and that women are more likely to be satisfied with their sexual relationship, said the researchers from the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. The study included more than 1,000 couples from the United States, Brazil, Germany, Japan, and Spain who had been together for an average of 25 years. Participants were 40 to 70-year-old men and women and their female partners. Men were more likely to be happy in a relationship if they were in good health, and frequent cuddling and kissing also predicted relationship happiness for men, but not for women. Japanese men and women were significantly happier with their relationships than Americans, who were happier than the Brazilians and the Spaniards, according to the Kinsey Institute, June Hyman and their colleagues. So interesting. So cuddling plays a big role in overall health and relationships. So very important, guys. If you're not cuddlers, or women, if you're not, might want to consider jumping in and making that a part of your daily relationship. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Sandra. Hi, Sandra.
Yes, hi.
How can I help, darling?
Hi there, Dr. Asa. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Actually, I was listening to the radio show a couple of nights ago, and there was a trucker on that had been in trucking since the late 90s, I believe, and he was talking about sitting for the 11 hours and no exercise.
Right.
And I had just kind of thought along the order of to let him know that there are jobs out here in trucking that you will get exercise, like he can elect to do flat bedding. He can elect to do household moving, which you sure get plenty of exercise on the job, and as opposed to no-touch freight, when, yes, you are sitting and driving. You get out, you open your doors, you close your doors, you leave, you drive again, you bump the dock. So, yes, there is a pattern with the dry van that is no-touch freight, and there's also other areas of trucking that, yes, he could elect to choose where he would get his exercise and the job atmosphere itself as well. I just wanted to input that.
Well, that's really good information. Do you exercise on a regular basis?
Yeah, I do pretty much as well as I can out here trucking. It is hard sometimes, but yeah, I park a good little way away from places, so I have to walk. I get out and I do walk, but there the hours of service rules where you have to, you've got a 14-hour rule from day, you know, the beginning of the day to the end of the day, and your drive time within that, you're pretty much forced to drive 10 or 11 hours, so even the rules make it unsafe, in my opinion.
Yeah, but, I mean, is there not a way, though, I've talked to a lot of truckers, is there not a way to work within those rules and take a couple of 15-minute breaks throughout the day?
All right. Now, yes and no, meaning truckers, number one, to even pull off the interstate, pull off whatever road you're on, go to a truck stop, go to a roadside park if truckers can get in there. It takes you, once you begin to leave the interstate, it already takes you some, it takes you, even go to a fuel stop, it may take a whole 45 minutes from the time you begin to slow down to where you get to your fuel stop, you fuel, and you leave again, and another really about 45 minutes to even build up to speed again.
Yeah, so it really, it cuts in on that. And so
yeah,
the whole time that it takes just to get that 15 minutes to yourself to go exercise really cuts out an hour by the time you get in, pull off, you know, do whatever you're going to do. I get it. So, I mean, really, you have to plan out, obviously, well. And I've just really challenged a lot of people that are on the road like you are to somehow make those provisions, because for your health, your health will deteriorate if you don't get that exercise in. And so it's good that you come up with ways to do that. You've got to come up with a trucker's guide for health and fitness. It would be a good, I think, little tidbit for them. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, John Garrison, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm Asa Andrew. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and giving with the understanding that neither those nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding the medical.
Are you a man or woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus is a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widens the arteries and improves their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure levels and boosts libido and sexual performance for men safely and naturally. In fact, both your blood pressure and sexual performance are linked to better blood flow and circulation. Dozens of clinical studies prove it. In fact, all the prescription pills for men's sexual function work by boosting nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus work for thousands of men and women worried about their blood pressure, and for men looking for a boost in libido, better sexual performance in both strength and duration. Call now and try Heart Factors Plus free for 30 days. 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619. You only pay a small shipping fee today. You'll see the results or simply don't pay. Call 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619. That's 800-543-6619.